Well, it's good to be back, as I see some new faces, unfamiliar faces. I was expecting, especially last night at the Hunter's Mass, for it to look more like Lambeau Field in December, where there's less green and gold than there is orange. But I think maybe guys were tracking deer last night. I'm not sure. But we had a pretty good attendance at the Hunter's Mass. So if you are hunting, you're here visiting, welcome. And we pray for your safety and not that of the deer you pursue. So people do ask me, did you get one? So I've been gone the last two work weeks, and then last weekend. And I did. I shot a taxidermy bill with my bow. So I got a really beautiful 11-point buck my first day out bow hunting. So after 11 hours in the tree, mind you. So anyway, I won't tell deer stories here, but it is good to be back. It always is, even though I could stay at my family's hunting camp from here until God calls me. I could stay there for good. More importantly, we wrap up this liturgical year each year with the solemnity of Christ, King of the Universe. Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. Kingship isn't something that we have a great grasp of. We're not accustomed to kings. And at the same time, we have a general sense of what kings used to be like, or are like if they exist today, or quasi-kings of a different title. That they can tend to be more like dictators, all-possessing, all-powerful. If they say something, it happens. If they command something, it will become. It will be. And yet we celebrate Jesus Christ, who's King of Kings. This is his kingdom. Yes, here in the church. But the entirety of the universe, as it said in our second reading, that through him all things came to be. Without him, nothing came to be. God spoke everything into being, and it is all his, including you and me, and everything we have. But here's the problem, is that we tend to assert to God the imperfect images of kingship that we have grown to know on a human level. We think, well, if God's our king, then somehow we're just his mere subjects. That somehow, if I allow him to be king of everything I am and have, then it's a zero-sum game. I lose, he wins. But just think of why this king came into his own creation. Again, in the second reading, it says to make peace. Next weekend, we begin Advent. As we anticipate the coming of this king, not just as an infant, but as an embryo. At the moment of conception, at her, yes. Why? We say he's King of Peace. And if he's God, and he claims to be God, and he is God, and he's king, and whatever he says goes, then has he failed in his mission? Again, just turn on the news. One of the beautiful things of being on vacation in the woods is I didn't get much news. It was peaceful. But if you listen to the news very long, and you think about it in reference to this King of Peace, it would seem that he maybe has failed. You ever been accused of something or blamed for something you had nothing to do with? We've all been there, right? We've been there. I used to claim that as a kid. falsely. I was usually to blame. You know, it's happened to God. A number of years ago, and I believe it was after Sandy Hook, remember that tragedy? The New York Times had a headline, front page, their top headline, God isn't fixing this. They blame God. But you know, it's not just the New York Times. We can do it too. God, why aren't you fixing this? Whatever this is. And if it doesn't happen the way we want in our time frame, then we can tend to have our own headline saying, God's not fixing this. And the implication of the New York Times, by the way, is that this fairy tale God doesn't really exist, people. Get with the program. Is God all powerful? Where did it all come from, if not from Him? Yeah, He is. Then why isn't He fixing this? Because in a mystical way, God is limited. Do you know what the only thing that can limit God? Us. You and me. We've got that power over the King of the universe. And it simply takes one word, contra what she said. She said, fiat. Mihi secundum verbum tuum. There's my Latin for you, sorry. Be it done unto me according to thy word. She simply said yes. And He entered in. God Himself took on our human nature to bring peace through the cross that we gave Him. Just listen to the Gospels. Does this sound familiar? If you are God, if you are the King of the Jews, then save yourself and us. You hear that language. It's not new. It didn't start with the New York Times. It started with humanity and the fall of Adam and Eve, all the way up to and in the face of God Himself. If you are who claim to be, fix this. And I can just hear Him. I want to. But I won't do it without your participation. Could He? Of course He could. He's God. But will He? No. We got to give Him our yes. Meaning that He is King of every aspect of my life and yours. Now, as I say that, I'm convicted massively. Because every day He asks me, like He asks you, can I be your king today? And way too often, I say, not today, Lord. Or, yes, here, but not here. You can be king of my time today, but not my treasure. You can be king of my town today, but not my time. You can be king today of my mind, but not my actions, or my actions, but not my mind. And He says, no. I don't want part of you. I want all of you. But then the follow-up question is, but what's that going to cost me? And He says, everything. Everything. Now, if we treat that response as an accountant, then we put it in the expense column. But if we treat it like a marketing professional, we put it in the investment column. And I'm going to get back 30-fold or 100-fold. Not necessarily in money, This is not prosperity gospel stuff. You can stay home and watch it on TV. That's contra the gospel. But God, the King, cannot be outgiven in generosity. The problem I have is convincing myself of that. Is trusting enough to say, okay, God, I'll step out in faith. Here am I. So, today, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and every day thereafter, He's going to ask you and me, can I be your king? Not just a little bit. Will you give me all of yourself? And then if you're anything like me, the best answer sometimes I can give them is, I don't really want to. But would you give me the grace to want to? That's a pretty good start. Then just see what it does to the world around you, because it'll change your world. And that's how God fixes this.